I wonder what you do if you're trying to work out how you're going to do something. You've got a sort of vague idea in your mind, but you're not sure how it will work out in practice. Here's what I do. I come up with a vague idea and then I get other people to work it out in practice. And there are people sitting here today who know exactly that it's them. So for example, if you get a chance to look in the hall after service today at an igloo, that was an example of an idea that I then had other people work it out in practice. But when I myself have got to work it out in practice, then generally what I do is I get myself a blank piece of paper. Have you ever heard that phrase when you say to yourself, right, I'm starting with a blank piece of paper? That's often the way that I find it easiest to work. I get myself a pen, a blank piece of paper, and I get to work with words and lines connecting the words, and the ideas that are in my head gradually come down on the paper. That is my way of working. I sometimes wonder, right at the very beginning of all things, I wonder if, I know it doesn't quite say this in the Bible, it says that God said, let there be light. But I wonder if actually God said, let's start by making a blank piece of paper. Because once he had the blank piece of paper, he could have worked out what he was going to do next. And then it surely started when he said, let there be light. But what else would God have done with his blank piece of paper? As he was working out what he was going to do, as God was working out his plan for creation and for us, his people, I wonder what and how his plan unfolded, if indeed it started with nothing more than a blank piece of paper. Here's maybe how it happened. Maybe he took the top of the piece of paper and folded it over like so. And then maybe he took the corners and folded them in just like so. Now, if you and I was watching God at work and this was what he was doing, maybe you were thinking, he's making an aeroplane. But I don't think that was in his mind, because he had still more planning to do. So he made another fold. But then, people got in on the act. And people took what was God's plan, and they began to do their stuff with it. And when people get in on God's plan, we can be fairly sure that things are going to work out in all kinds of other ways. But what we need to know and remind ourselves this morning is this. No matter what people do, no matter how far people have turned away from God, people cannot ruin God's plan. God's plan was there from the beginning, and God's plan is working out even now. God had a plan from the beginning. This wasn't plan B. God didn't decide on the cross because everything else went wrong. From the very beginning, it was God's plan. And that we, the people of this world, would know in the end how much God loves us. by the cross. From the very beginning, the cross was God's plan. His way of showing to us and proving to us His love for us. And in Jesus Christ, He came into the world in love, giving up His life upon the cross that we ourselves might live. So God's plan was always the cross. But in God's plan, nothing is wasted. Even the parts that are thrown away tell us that God's plan from the very beginning was life. And life in all its fullness for you and me. Nothing is wasted by God. His plan is worked out through the cross and through you and me. Friends, today, you can live life in all its fullness. You can live the life that has been won for you here on the cross. It was His plan for you from the very beginning that you would live. And so today, all of you are invited. All of you are welcomed in. All of you, come here to the cross that you might live. Come to the table, share bread, share wine, the symbols of life. It might have started with a blank piece of paper, but it finishes with life. Amen. Thanks be to God that He has given His life by the glorious gospel of His Son Jesus, who died and rose again to bring us life.